Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Pirates clinging to a lead yesterday. It's the start of the bottom half of the fourth inning, the home half of the fourth inning. And here we go.
Here's the 1-0. Ground ball right side and past the first baseman, McMahon. Toward the right field corner, picking it up. Blackman throw to second base, not going to get Marte. When he turns on the afterburners, he's just about as fast as anybody. And he doubles to start the bottom of the fourth.
Yes, it was as simple as that. It was as clear-cut as that. It was a double down the line every day of the week. It happened in baseball for 100 years. That's the way it happens. And I'll tell you this, then replay. For 100 years, it was a double all day. No one on that play batted an eye, not the man who tagged him, not Blackman who threw it, not the umpire, not the pitcher. It was a double. That's it. It was a double. Not Marte, not anybody. Nobody, not the on-deck batter, not the trailer guy coming in, the first baseman who kind of ambled into the play just a little bit, not the other middle infielder who was watching it. The ball, Marte got tagged, and then the middle infielder stood up, and he softly threw the baseball to the pitcher, who started to walk back to the mound. But wait! Replay. We have to go to replay. Not as a mechanism to get it right, because that isn't why there was a review. Because there was some guy watching a zoomed-in cam in the clubhouse who said, wait, stop the game. Stop the game. That's a double all day. All day, every day, for 100 years. But I saw on my zoomed-in cam, in super slow motion, that I think that perhaps, that maybe, there's a small possibility, perhaps, that Starling Marte's hand and foot, as he popped up from his slide, for just a millisecond, were not on the base. There was one little span of time. In my zoomed-in, slow-mo, super slow-mo cam, there was one little inkling of time whenever his hand and his foot, as they were transferring, were not on the base. No one on the field, no one even in the dugout, really said anything.
This is why we have to ask ourselves again, what's the point of replay?
And it held up the game.
The point of replay is to get calls right, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's to fix calls that have been missed or correct an erroneous call. There's nothing, to your point, that's a double all day, every day. Except for maybe if that guy, for a millisecond, and there was somebody who, the day before, I want to say it was Wednesday night's game, maybe, I don't know. But there was a game where somebody was called out. It was one of the Rockies, I believe it was, for stealing a base and overdove the bag and momentarily was not in contact with it, and they ended up calling him out. Would have been safe with a stolen base for 100 years, to your point. And this is not in the best. This is not in the best interest of the game, but it's also not the purpose of instant replay.
No, it's the same thing as the NCAA basketball tournament where the ball went off the one guy's hand and they said, we're going this way with it, not that way, because in so much as when we slowed it all the way down,
right, we could see
as the guy scraped it from his hands and the defensive player ripped it from him, it happened to touch him last in a physical impossibility almost, but we can catch it when we slow the camera down that slow. Marte's was a dub, and he ended up being called safe.
Right.
They upheld it. But the fact that there was, and I thought there was a millisecond when he was off the base. I thought they were going to call him out. But the fact that we even review that is insane to me. It's a double. It's been a double. It's a double for 100 years. Nobody in the middle of the infield. The umpire didn't even have to give it a hard safe call. He just kind of gave it a soft safe.
Yeah.
And this middle infielder goes, okay, and he kept the tag on him for a second. Then he flipped it to the pitcher. Let's go. Let's play baseball.
It's not in the spirit.
The pitcher knows he hit that ball down the line. The first baseman knows he didn't field it. The right fielder, Blackman, knew he had to go get it. Marte knew he had to get on his giddy up a little bit to get a double. All things are good. Everything was clean. It's a double. Let's play.
Hey, if you execute a bad slide and overslide the base, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
This stuff.
How many? You know what I wondered aloud the other night when the Rockies had this go against them? How many of, like, for example, he just popped into my head because he's the all-time stolen base leader. How many times would Ricky Henderson have been called out for oversliding a bag?
He was a big head first slider, too, and part of his torso would come up. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Like, it's not in the spirit of what replay is intended for. It's to get things right that are that you see are either, oh, that's wrong, we got to fix that, or, ooh, is that necessarily the right call? It's not to parse every single frame and every single HD millisecond.
The best summation of this is a text we just got at 412-928-9370 that's only three words. Truly effing nuts. And they didn't, they used the real, and that's right. It's nuts. Just because we have the capability to do this doesn't mean we should.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I heard a manager say, I don't know if it was Hurdle, but I'm pretty sure I heard one of them say, look, I didn't want to do this, but I had to. You know, kind of thing. It's like,
if you have the opportunity to gain an advantage in the middle of a game with it, why not?
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
But the fact that it's getting to the point where there needs to be some sort of amendment to the rule at second and third base specifically where whoever makes contact with the bag first, as long as they maintain that contact for, a second, is safe. Or do you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
As long as they're not attempting to move on to the next
station. It's harder to stay on the base sometimes the full time when you slide into it than it is that you're going to pop off a little bit. Because when you hit the base with your foot, if you slide feet first, you kind of jump up, a little bit.
You're
momentum.
It's physics.
Yeah.
I was watching the game. I got so flustered. What I did, I had to go to the bathroom anyway. Number one, not number two. I walked out. I was watching it in the bedroom because I was doing stuff upstairs. I walked out and into the bathroom, and I was like, I don't even want to see how this goes. I don't, because it's ridiculous either way. It's ridiculous they're taking my time that I just want to watch baseball action.
I actually walked out of the bathroom to go look at the replay to see what.
So we were like two ships in the night, Jim.
Well, not
much.
To say bathroom, but no.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. Michael McHenry, top.
Of course.
There we go.
You did that in the bathroom, too?
My number two doesn't look like a number two.
Michael McHenry, top of the hour. I can't wait to talk. Can't wait to talk to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.